cloud country. As from a sea, as endless as we choose to believe it to be, at rest and in restlessness, its waves cresting, breaking, now the latest idea about moral freedom, now a memory of it that dims until no longer trustworthy, the stuff of legend. To wake each morning feels not like waking, but like having been washed up from dreamlessness onto a shore of our own hard making that gradually we've learned to stop trying not to mistake for the natural world. Cricket song giving to a field at night its fourth dimension? Or is that a recording, or even more persuasive, not crickets at all, but something entirely machine-generated, downloaded, virtual? With all the physics of an inflexible law, and like catastrophe, hypnotic, it can seem as if this has, from the start, been the inevitable tendency. First, a blurring of all but the most crude distinctions, and then, to the blurring, a stone. Indifference, love and cruelty, humility and the affectation of it, benevolence and how's about I let you suck me off real slow. Who we were in a lineup beside four versions of what we've turned into, and ourselves the victim, exhausted, confused, unable to say with any real certainty who did it, sure of nothing now, except what violation, if even that's correct, feels like, or more exactly, all the things it isn't. Not vengeance, proof of nothing, nobody's clear point of reference, not mutability, nor the blow-smitten thrall to it, nor the master of it, coming back for more. The lies one sings to oneself against regretting, which we no more believe in than we do in forgiveness. Not forgive and forget. No, our motto is no forgiveness before oblivion, after which, what can it mean to forgive when there's nothing there? It's not regret that we feel, but a soft disdain for our own inability to call the kingdom we've made out of fear, risk, outrage, and a schooled detachment, the narrow prison it so clearly is. There's life as we know it, and there is death, lots of it. In between, though, to the air at times a sense of possibility, its effect delusional, so that often we cannot help it, this feeling inside us so close to an almost uncontainable joy. Moments when we're as blameless as we're invincible. Nowhere a hunger to be undone by, to have suffered defeat beside. Just the jackdaws in all their ragged black shinery. Part watch me, part close your eyes. And everywhere the roses that, after years of having tried to train them, we've let run rampant until their wildness is what we've come to love most about them, especially now. Each rose completely blown open, for already it's summer again, that most delicate part of it, when the energy required to keep a life from faltering starts at first barely noticed to outweigh the desire to, and now slowly descends. Have we really gone past the point of saving ourselves, of sparing others? And though the chance to take even our smaller brutalities back keeps feeling far and then farther away, is it? The roses lie sprawled in stillness, as if broken at last by their own inadequacy. They lie as still as resistance. One by one, we say aloud the names that so long ago we took the time, we cared that much, to give to them. Such a stupid tenderness. Superstition, gash, blue vestige, wash away.